This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Tina Peters, the convicted former Mesa County clerk, was released from prison Monday. Matt Crane leads the Colorado County Clerks Association. He says her public comments spread misinformation and are concerning in this election year.
She's going to continue her campaign to against voting systems, which is fueled by lies and disinformation. And so all of that disinformation really has an aggregating effect where it goes out. It brainwashes people. They think there's problems with these machines.
Crane says Peters does not understand the voting systems and laws in place. Peters was commuted from her 9-year sentence by Governor Jared Polis in May and has been supported by President Trump. A reservoir on the eastern plains is drying out. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the Ni-No-She Reservoir north of Lamar is feeling the effects of ongoing drought combined with reduced operations. The agency does not expect it to fill anytime soon. CPW has authorized a public fish salvage, which means fishers can catch as many and whatever types of fish they want, though they still need a valid fishing license. The Ni-No-She Reservoir is part of the Queens State Wildlife Area and is known for walleye, crappie, and largemouth bass, among other fish varieties. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Metro Denver could see some thunderstorms this evening. It's 6:06. Thank you for listening to and for supporting CPR News.